So my name is Olivia Bowen, and you may know me of Love Island, but also if you're an interior lover, you'll know me for that too.
Brilliant. And we're going to be talking about the benefits of new houses, new home week, new homes week. I know you're an ambassador for that. But first, I know that the Home Builders Federation, they've been doing some research. They found that the majority of us, the people that they've asked, feel that life has become more stressful in the last 20 years. So what sort of things are stressing us out then, Olivia?
Oh, just life in general, I
Yeah,
suppose, isn't it?
everything. Yeah, pretty
Yeah,
much.
so it's 86% of people found things more stressful the last 20 years. I think it's a number of reasons. Obviously, we're in a cost of living crisis. There's so much going on. There's a lot of pressure on people. And I think on behalf of New Homes Week, we've done this research and it finds that property moving is stressful. I think we all knew that
Yes.
anyway. It's one of the most stressful things. But what we want to do is show that there are many benefits to moving into a new home that can alleviate the stress. So it's
Yeah.
making one thing in life less stressful.
That sounds good to me. I mean, I think if I was asked to draw up a list of most stressful things in life, I haven't been through it myself, moving home, there's so many, false starts, things that could go wrong. And then when you've completed it, you're like, you could find there's a big hole in the garden you didn't expect or something like that. So, that is up there, I think, as that would be top my list.
Yeah, definitely. And that's the thing. And I think where we're looking at new homes, half the nation recognizes that new builds, are easier to move into. One of the many reasons they're more energy efficient. You can actually have it chain free. Obviously, if you're a first time buyer, then you're completely chain free, but there's no chain from a new home. So, like you said, no one's going to drop out in that instance. And especially when you move house, I think you're expected to know all this jargon and all of what everyone says. The solicitors, they literally say the most random things you never understand. But when you buy a new home, you actually get a sales associate that sort of follows you through the whole process, which is so useful. When we moved into our new build a few years ago, we had a lovely lady who took us through, and I asked her so many questions. And a lot of the time they'd feel like silly questions, but because we had her, she was able to deal with, all the experts, manage the solicitors, manage the estate agents, and
That's
it just
good.
made it so much less stressful because, I mean, it is. And like you said, holes in fences, holes in walls, you don't get that with a new build. You get your warranties, your 10-year warranty, and it's you're not going to find any dodgy
No.
DIY.
And yeah, exactly. And I think, it's also a blank canvas, isn't it? You haven't got to sort of inherit somebody's choice of decor that may not match your tastes.
Well, exactly. It is a lot easier. And obviously, when you move into one early enough, if you have got it off plan, you can choose the flooring, tiles, kitchen. So if you are into interior like I am, it's such a lovely thing to
Yeah, so tell us about your house and your
do.
experiences of moving. How a bit about that.
So I did have a new build, which I absolutely loved. It was mine and my husband's first house. And then I wanted to move back to where I grew up. So the house we found there was a full renovation project. So the reason I can talk about new homes, because I've been in both situations, I was renovating this house for 3 years straight.
Wow.
I literally think I used to breathe dust because it was just everywhere. And it was hard work, and it is hard work. It's a long old hog doing a renovation. I mean, don't get me wrong, it was absolutely beautiful, but it is a stressful thing to do.
Yeah.
So if you have a family, if you have a very demanding job, it's not something that I'd
Yes.
recommend taking
That
on.
balancing act, I want to make sure we can fit everything in. Yeah. But
Exactly.
yeah.
And we're actually now waiting to move into a new build. So I'm going through the same processes that someone else would be moving into a new home, and it's a lot less stressful
There
from
you go.
experience. Yeah, this is a better
We need to
way.
be reducing stress. And looking at the research, the decrease in face-to-face interactions, the rise in social media, since COVID, we've been doing video calls and not seeing people face to face, and that causes its own stresses when you can't even read somebody's expressions so well on, remote calls and when you're not face to face, I don't think.
Yeah, it's weird. I didn't even know Zoom existed. Did
Yeah,
it exist
likewise.
before
I think it
lockdown
probably did, but their share price has probably rocketed since lockdown because they're all using it
Yeah,
now.
we should have known about that one. That would have been useful.
That would have been good. But yeah, of course, the cost of living, and I suppose, coming out of COVID, I mean, there's been a lot that causes stress. And just thinking about, you being, Love Island, doing live TV as well, I mean, that must have its own stresses, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, it's always a bit nerve-wracking. I've always been a bit of an anxious person, a bit of a worrier. So I always sort of have the night before thinking, oh God, I've got to speak to someone. What if I'm boring? What if this, that, and the other? And then you see people and you realize everyone is, you
Yeah.
know, doing the same thing. They're all very genuine. And I've met some absolutely lovely people doing this job and talking on TV and radio. And it's just nice to actually
Yeah.
have conversations. And it's like picking up the phone again to chat with your
Yeah.
mates. Like it's
Brilliant.
always for a good cause.
Absolutely. And yeah, how do you deal with things stress you in your life? You know, have you got any sort of tips that you can share how you
Yeah.
deal with those stresses?
I think one of my key things that stress me is having a lot to do and sort of forgetting what I'm meant to be doing because I have a running list in my head. But the best way for me is to create a list to actually tick off. I've always found that helpful.
To-do
And then if
list
it's
sort of
sort
thing.
of gone too far and I'm too stressed, then I'm a very big countryside lover. So I'll just go for a walk or I'll go see the horses. I'll just literally go and stand at the stables and stand with my horse. And she always makes me feel a lot more calm. So I think it's just find something that you really love. And then if
Yeah.
you're feeling stressed, go and do that and release the
And nature
energy.
as well. Yeah, we've learned, you know, from lockdown, you know, I discovered places in
Oh,
my local area I never knew existed, you know, on those lockdown
yeah.
walks. So, you know, there's a definitely a link there between, you know, your mental health and de-stressing and being with
100%.
nature, definitely. So,
Yeah, definitely. We should all just go and hug trees, apparently, is what we're
yeah,
saying. But
let's go do that. Yeah, so go hug
it's
some
true. It
trees. Yes.
is true. But it is nice to get out in the fresh air, get moving, get those endorphins going, and that'll
Yeah.
always help a little bit.
Okay. So you're an ambassador for New Homes Week. So tell us first of all a bit about sort of New Homes Week. I mean, obviously we sort of covered that a bit, but you know, a bit about the week and what it's about.
So we just want to make sure people are aware of what's on offer, really, basically, because things are ever changing and evolving, quality is getting better, properties are becoming more sustainable. And when you compare those to an older property, you're just not getting the same thing. And I think some people are very invested and interested in being sustainable. And I think we're all interested in saving money on our energy bills.
Absolutely.
So
Yep.
moving into a property that, you know, has solar panels or has an air source heat pump, that can be so beneficial to you, not just in the long run, but also monthly with those bills. You could look at you cutting your bills by £184 a month, which is just incredible. So I think it's just about making sure that people, especially young people who might find it hard getting on the property ladder, have that information readily available to them.
Yeah. Do you know any support that first time buyers and particularly young people, you know, trying to get that step onto that property ladder, move out of their parents' house? You know, it's incredibly hard, isn't it? Particularly where we are in the south of England when everything just seems so
Oh, it's
expensive.
so expensive. And that's
Yeah.
the thing. I think it's really important to look at things such as stamp duty. So I remember when we were looking for our house, we decided that if we went for a new build, it meant that we could get that stamp duty money back and we could put that into getting a better house for ourselves that would last us longer. So things like that can really, really help you achieve the property that you're after. And even things like deposits, a lot of developments help with deposits. They offer costs on your moving costs, so they help pay for that. So there's lots of things that I've learned even just through doing this that I never knew before. So I think it's really important that we do
Yeah.
bring it to light.
And in your role as ambassador for New Homes Week, you know, just opening up those conversations, spreading the word. And it's just, I think a lot of people, you know, in that situation, it's just, it's going to be so relieved to know that there is help out there. You just need to kind of know where to go to get it, really, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. And it's worth saying if you do want to have a little look more at what we were talking about, you can just search new build homes online or go to new-homes.co.uk and there's loads of
Yeah.
information on there that will help you.
Okay. And I just wanted to ask finally, Olivia, you know, Love Island. I mean, what would be your sort of takeaway memory, the best thing about your time on that show?
Oh my God, I've got to say meeting my husband, haven't I, really?
Well, yeah, okay, there you go. You've got to say
It's got to be that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, do you know what? It gave me a newfound confidence just to try new things and go for it. I was at a job that I really didn't like before and I actually just quit and then went on Love Island, which was I was already
Love that.
renting at the time. So it was a bit of a risk, but I took a risk and it's paid off. And here I am today talking about things that I really love as a career. So yeah, definitely just to it taught me to just go for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And were you supported, you know, on Love Island by, you know, producers? I mean, you hear a lot of stuff about those sort of shows. Did you feel supported through that process and
Yeah,
afterwards?
I mean, we all still talk now. Like, if I see them at an event or like the producers, we all still see each other. They're so excited to see us and know that, I've got a husband, we've got a baby. Like, and it worked. The process worked, which,
Yeah.
I don't know how much that does work on reality TV these days, but luckily for me and very gratefully for me
Yeah.
that it did work. So they're always very, very supportive of us and
There
still
you go.
are, even
That's
this
good
far
to
along.
know. That's important as well because, the world can be really cruel, particularly with social media
Yeah.
comments and trolling and stuff. So it's good that you've got that
Yeah.
support and that help.
Yeah,
Would
you need
you,
it, yeah.
yeah. And would you go on another reality TV show? I'm just thinking, would you turn up on Big Brother or something like that? Or would you,
Do you know what? I would love to do
yeah?
MasterChef because
Oh,
everyone
okay.
thinks I'm good at cooking, but I feel like I need a proper test.
What's your speciality then if you were on MasterChef? What would you be cooking?
Oh, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I don't know if I could cook them a roast, but I'd do a really good roast. We can't go out for roast
Ooh.
dinners anymore because mine literally just it beats them all. And I've had a
Oh.
lot of testers, so maybe it'd be that.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, we'll come round yours for a roast then one Sunday.
Everyone at the Bowens for a roast.
Lovely. Brilliant. So if we want to find out more about New Homes Week and a bit about this research, how do we do that?
So you could just search new build homes or go over to new-homes.co.uk, or if you want to see a little reel with all the main benefits, you can pop over to my Instagram, which is the Bowen Home, and it's also there.
Brilliant. Olivia, really good to talk to you and good luck with everything in the future.
Thank you so much. Lovely to speak to you. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you, Olivia. Lovely to
Bye.
talk to you.
So
Take
nice
care.
to speak to you.
See you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.